Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. I will make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I want to thank you so much for connecting with this global empowerment worship community. And we're dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. We believe in the words of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Christ, the Messiah. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. We are activating that spiritual principle, that divine spiritual law that says today we are prospering even as our soul prosper. With that being said, beloved, let's bring our hearts and our minds together as we connect in and tap in. And I just want to flow prophetically this morning. There's a lot on our hearts and our minds, I know, as we are making our way through. But let's connect in now and let's bring ourselves present right here to this moment, to this sacred moment. And let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come present right here, right now, to this sacred moment. We're so thankful and we're so grateful to be here today in this community with you. Next healing deep breath in. On the exhale, we turn our focus and our attention inward. We tap into the rich inner life of the kingdom within, and we activate the flow of the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us into all the truth. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we pray today, and we're so thankful, we're so grateful. We're so honored to be here today. Father, we thank you for another day, for another opportunity. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We're so happy. We're so thankful. We're so grateful that we are here together in this global empowerment community. And this is the vehicle that you have chosen for this day and for this season, to help us to continue on our awakening process. And we come together to touch and agree this morning. And I agree with all my brothers and my sisters all across this United States of America and all around the world that is tuning in live with us right now. We don't take this moment of power for granted. The Bible says that one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. And we thank you that you said wherever 2 or 3 are gathered together in your name, that you are in the midst. I thank you because I know that you are everywhere present. And I thank you and I praise you today that you are still the sovereign God. You are still the sovereign Lord. And I thank you and I praise you right now that there is no weapon formed that can prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, it is already condemned. Let's take a good healing deep breath in. Father, we praise you for who you are in this hour, in this season, and we know that you are in control. And we're saying today, here we are. If you need somebody, send us. We're ready as intercessors. We're ready as prophetic intercessors and prayer warriors. We are ready to stand in the gap. We are ready to stand in repentance for our nation. We are ready to stand as vessels willing to be used by you. Father, we know that there is nothing too hard, nothing too too difficult. And we just want to take our time this morning and connect in together and pray. And pray for these United States of America, because you've given us the freedom and the liberty and the permission to pray today. So we come together as a collective group and we lift our voice in intercession and we repent for everything that is offensive or that is in misalignment with your will in this season. Bring your people back into divine alignment. We're calling forth the body today. We're calling forth the ecclesia today. And we say, wake up out of sleep. It's time to get into position and know that you're being called to arms today, that you would be that warrior, that you would come into this battlefront, and that you would lift your voice in faith and let your faith do the work and let your faith fight the battles. So God, we thank you today. We thank you that you're using us in a mighty way. Father, we ask you everything that needs to be exposed, everything that needs to be revealed, that it would do so in this season. And we thank you and we praise you that we are rising up as your people everywhere, that we will be that light that shines in dark places. And we thank you for the message of the living Christ in this season. And it is so. Come on and take another good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, again, if you're just joining us, thank you so much for being so faithful and so consistent to tune into our global empowerment community. It's taken a moment for people to catch up with the new numbers, but we're so grateful to be able to provide this platform and be able to accommodate you. There is so much going on right now, but we know, as I always say, regardless of what you're dealing with and what you're going through, back in the 80s at my old home church, we used to sing a song that says, no matter what the day has been to you, keep praising God. And I want to say to you, no matter what's going on, no matter what the day has been, stay focused on who you are. Stay focused on the divine power that is working within you. Stay focused on your ability to be able to call things that be not as though they were, because everything that you see that is visible was once invisible. So here we are today. We're in a brand new month. And can you believe that we're already in the third month of this year? And so much has happened from the time that we've came into this year. But I want to lay down a foundation today, as we spent the entire month last month looking at how to get out of our own way. Because many times, beloved, you are in your own way. You know, the scripture tells us to ask and it is given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. And we want to lay a foundation and we want to land there today. Because if you and I, as believers, saying that we are believers in the words that are spoken by God, we are believers in the existence and the relevance of God, that we are believers, then we cannot be moved by what we see. We cannot be frightened by what we see. We cannot be shaken by what we see. You know, we cannot help but give some attention to all the things that's been going on in the media, all the things that's been going on in the world. It seems like our nation seems to not be able to land in a place of steady discipline and consistency. But I want you to remember that I shared with you, coming out of the last quarter of 2016, I began to lay a foundation for us. And I said that as we move forward, there's always going to be an alternate reality, or we're going to be moving in a dual reality scenario. And I am inviting you today to come into this alternate reality where all the power and the consciousness of Christ is alive, it is well, it is active, and it is producing results. Now, there is another reality that is going on, and it's filled with chaos and confusion and fears, and there's a lot that's going on. Now, I am not asking you to come into some fantasy world of denial, right? I'm not asking you that. What I'm asking you to do is to acknowledge what you see going on in the physical realm and in the worldly system. We don't deny that there's chaos and confusion going on and uncertainty going on. And certainly, we are in unprecedented times here in the United States with the new administration that is in. But that is not the ultimate reality. That is not the ultimate truth. Because you see, beloved, when I say come into an alternate reality, you have to follow me here as I lay this foundation. There is always going to be a reality or another real dimension behind the reality you're seeing, right? So we're looking at two realities. I like to call the one the real reality an alternate reality, because there's an alternate or an alternative way for you to live your life other than what you see in the realm of appearance. And when we talk about this alternate reality, I'm talking about the reality now with a capital R. There's always truth with a capital T behind everything that you're seeing in your physical realm. And so in our physical realm, we acknowledge that in that realm of appearance, there is serious chaos and confusion going on in that realm of appearance. But I started laying the foundation. If you and I do not make the quality decision to live in this alternate reality, the reality of Christ's sovereignty and consciousness, the reality that we are one with God, the reality that as He is above, so are we here right now. If we don't make a conscious choice to live in that reality of power, then you're going to be swept up and caught up in the story that everyone is telling in your natural realm of appearance. Now, follow me for just another moment, because we have to make some things very clear today. I am not telling you to live as we've lived in the past and our religious experience, where we were so heavenly minded we were no earthly good. No, I'm actually really speaking against that. That's not what I'm speaking to. I'm speaking about living in the realm that is real, that the power is real, the ability is real, and your ability to be in Christ is real. Excuse me. Your ability to be in Christ is real. When we come over into that alternate reality, when we come over into living into that dimension of real faith and knowing, you're going to get changes and you're going to see the miracles happen in your life. But this is a problem that we run into over and over again, is that we're somewhere on the border and we have one foot in this physical reality and one foot over in our divine reality, and we keep mixing the two. And this is what takes so long sometimes for us to see change. This is why we seem to be stuck in the same scenario over and over again. So my endeavor is, over the next several months in this year, is to help all of us, myself included, come to a deeper level of being able to live out of our Christ consciousness to such an extent that we are not fearing when we hear evil tidings, and we don't get all upset when we see the chaos and the confusion. And this is the big one, beloved, that we no longer just simply settle for whatever is given to us, whatever is handed to us, whatever we seem to be living in and we're stuck in and we're not able to get out of it. We don't want to settle for that level anymore. So I want you to, I can feel you today. I want you to come in with me, and I want us to touch and agree right now. As I decree and declare that we will become so aware and that we will be awakened to how we are continuing to be in our own way, and that we will catch even the slightest influence that have us living beneath our privileges, have us living beneath what we know that God has granted for us. And we want to be able to wake up out of that level of sleeping and slumbering, because I am a firm believer. I will say this until I leave this physical realm. I believe in the power of God that is within us. I don't want us to simply talk about the power of God. I want us to be able to demonstrate the power of God. Remember, over the last few weeks, we said that learning is not visible in itself. The only thing that lets you know that you have learned something or that you have listened to something versus just hearing it is that you see the results of it. You're able to see the results of it. So right now, I just feel to just release this declaration, and I decree and declare that you are stronger than you've ever been in your life. I decree and declare that your physical body begins to line up. I speak to your cells, and I speak to your systems, your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your nervous system. I speak to the systems in your body, and I command them to line up with the divine perfection that they were designed in from the foundation, from the time that you were born. I speak to your mind, into your mental and your emotional realm, and I command that you will have clarity, and that you will have focus, and that you will have confidence, and that you will have clarity as to what your next steps are. I speak to that emotional and that mental realm today, and I decree and declare that you are being downloaded with fresh ideas and fresh strategies, and you're going to see clearly what your next step need to be. I decree and declare that you have the faith and you have the confidence to move forward with power and authority. Yes, and I do speak to your spirit man, and I say rise up and come to the ascendancy. I decree and declare that we are people that are full of Christ consciousness, and we are activated in that consciousness right now. I thank you that we are more than conquerors. We are well able to overcome. I decree and declare that you are in the right place at the right time. I thank and praise God right now that you are stronger. You are wiser than you've ever been, and your physical body is now cooperating. I decree and declare that this is the month that you will see your weight begin to release. The fluids in your body will begin to release. Everything is coming into divine alignment. I decree and declare finally that you're able to see with crystal clear vision, and you're able to see your life in such a way that you can see yourself moving forward. You can see yourself prospering. You can see yourself moving forward in a new direction. I command depression to rise up now and be released off of you. The aggravation and the frustration, I command it to be released now as you begin to flow into what was decreed and what was declared. And it is so. Come on, let's take a good healing deep breath in, and let's breathe that in. When you come into this alternate reality of where you are one with Christ, with that Christ anointing and that Christ consciousness, to know that as he is above, so are you right here, right now. Beloved, let's get ready to break out of the box. Let's get ready to shatter a glass ceiling. Let's make a declaration and a decree that you will take one step at a time. You will take one teeny tiny action, just one, and be consistent with that. because I know what it's like. Can I just talk to you for a moment? I know what it's like by now, especially I'm speaking to my baby boomers, that you've been here already 40, 50, 60 plus years. It seems like your life is just stuck maybe in a certain rhythm and a certain pattern. And you don't seem to be able to make much change out of that. I don't want you to worry about that. And I don't want you looking at that. This is where I need you to come to. And I'm going to land on these 3 points today. Number one, you have got to begin to look at your life and see it differently every day. That has to become a reality. 2 years ago, by this time, March 2nd, we were already in our Accelerate community. The resistance has been real. We should have been in our Accelerate community by now. So I'm going to work diligently to get that ready for us, right? Listen, you've got to become skilled, and this is why we have to go into, you know, our Accelerate forum. For those of you that don't know, that is like a 6 to 9 month group coaching program. Because you've got to get a hold of these tools and use them every single day. And the first thing that you have to be able to see is that you have to see your life so much differently than it is right now. That's the catalyst that begins the vibrational frequency that will begin to call your new existence into being. Without that, see, wherever attention goes, energy flows. And until you can start seeing your life differently, and I know for some of you that's very difficult. I understand that. That's why I want us in the community together, where we can start practicing together how to get ourselves in a place where our imagination, our divine imagination, our ability to image, to see the image of who we really are, how to get that activated and how to see that. Because when you begin to see that and begin to feel that, you will create a vibrational sequence that will create that for you. That's it in a nutshell. It's a simple process, but it's not an easy process. Again, it's very simple, but it's not easy because you have your current realm of reality in your face telling you that it's different. This week, as I was going through my own level of staying in the realm of where I needed to stay, I'm at a place where I'm making some decisions about certain things. And all this week, see, that old habit wanted me to just talk about it and to just, you know, call my soundboard and just say, listen, now we just got to talk about this because I just got to be real about this. La, 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 la. And I had to say to myself, no, you don't want to give that energy and that attention to that. What am I saying? This is what I'm saying. When you and I get stuck sometime and it doesn't seem like the pieces are coming together the way that we want it to, sometimes the frustration will set in and then you want to talk about what's not working, how you're confused, or you don't know what to do next, but none of that. And see, all of us have been addicted to that. Even if you're calling your quote-unquote soundboard or your prayer partner or your accountability partner, you have to be careful about where you allow your energy and your attention to go. Because everything in the old paradigms, if you were with me in the masterclass a few weeks ago, that pattern piece wanted to get back in place. And I had to keep reminding myself all this week, no, you don't want to give your energy and your attention to that because that's not what you want to create. Stay over here and keep working where you have the joy, where you have the excitement and enthusiasm. Stay there because that's what's going to create your tomorrow. Not the fact that you're still looking at the same thing that you created yesterday. I want to say that again so I can make that very clear. What you're looking at today is what you've already created. So I'm inviting you today to make a decision. You don't want to look and talk about those circumstances because you already created it and you'll continue to perpetuate it. And we are addicted to complaining, to murmuring, to quote unquote discussing, to just talking it out, to being real, taking a real look at it. All of that will keep that creation in place because your energy, it is your energy that flows to it and causes it to take shape and form. Now, there was an experiment by, I believe, this person in Japan, and I don't have all the correct details, so I can't quote who it was, but I know that you all have heard it. And the experiment was this, is that they took these two, let's say, trays of water, and they were going to freeze it to make ice. And you know, when you ever see ice, if you look at it under a microscope, it has shape and it has a form to it. Over one tray of water, he spoke very negatively to it, called it ugly, called it, you know, just spoke negatively, right? And then on the other tray, he began to speak positively to it and told it was beautiful, that it had so much love. So this is the whole point to it. When they put those two things under the microscope to examine it, the one that was spoken negatively to had this ugly, chaotic pattern to it. It was broken, fragmented, right? And then on the other tray that was spoken words of kindness and love, it had these beautiful crystal formation patterns to it, such a beautiful connectivity and design. So this is the reality. See, this is what I'm saying. In our faith as believers, we keep teeter-tottering and vacillating between negative and positive, and we're creating negative and positive results. So the person's energy flowing into those trays of waters that were freezing, making ice formations, their energy was determining what it was going to look like. This is real, beloved. You need to get this. So point number two, and you've heard this over and over again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So back to point number one, depending on what you're seeing, what you're looking at, what's captivating you, you will get filled up with that. And then point number two, you'll begin to speak that out of your mouth. When you begin to see something and your energy flows to it and you begin to feel something about that, you're going to start creating exactly what you're saying and feeling, which is point number three. You're going to have what you say. You're going to have exactly what you say. So to wrap this up today, I know that in the physical realm of appearance, there is a lot of chaos and confusion going on. And I've been looking at it to keep up with it in a certain way because I know that what's happening, what I'm getting ready to do is begin to decree and declare and create another scenario as to what needs to happen. I'm not looking up and keeping up with it to be afraid of it, to fear it, no. And that's the point that I want to make to you today. If you are watching the news, if you are seeing what's happened, and it's a lot of craziness going on. Part of me don't believe the level of craziness that's going on. But you don't want to buy into that and become fearful, right? You only want to look at it to see what is divine law dictating to us now. What is the direction that we're being asked to go into? What are we being asked to create for yourself individually, for your tribe collectively, for all those that you're called to minister to? What is being called on of you? So we're praying now. Because we want the consciousness of Christ and the unity of the Spirit to grow. Now, if you notice what's going on, see, you could kick and buck and fight against us all you want to, but we're going to be united There's a unity, there's a spirit of unity that is being birthed out among us, where we're no longer exclusive. It's no longer going to be Christian against Muslim, against Muslim, against Jew. You're going to see that we're going to unite under the power of God as we should. We're going to unite under our Christ consciousness, where we're not judging one another because they don't believe exactly the way that you believe. This is real, beloved. We must evolve to this next level of our ability to represent God in this earth realm. So as we do that, and as we move forward, and as we become unified, you've got to get this. Because I know that there are many of you in the Christian community, you still want the good old days. You're still longing for the good old days. Those days are not coming back like that. But that does not mean that we need to diminish the power that we operate in and that we walk in. The only thing that's happening is that the way that we use that power, our methodology for operating in that power is shifting and coming to another level. See, because yesterday we had too much baggage connected to that. Yesterday we were too judgmental and critical and hateful and ignorant. But now we have awakened to a new level of consciousness where you know you cannot be exclusive. You cannot. And I know we're going to continue to grow into this. If you cannot love a Muslim or a Jew without insisting that they believe the way you believe, you still have some more growing to do. And that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. All right, beloved. So we're wrapping this up today. Our 3 points that you've got to come back into a place where you can see something other than what's in your natural realm of appearance. And when you see something other than that and you have true vision and you begin to feel the essence of that vision out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will begin to speak it and then you will create it. So you have to make a decision today. What are you going to focus on? What are you going to talk about? And what are you going to create? What are you going to focus on? What are you going to talk about? And what are you going to create? Remember, what you're looking at, you've already created that. I believe today that we have the power and the ability to take one little step at a time and let's get it done. Let's continue our purging process. Many of us are still in the purging process. We are purging. We're casting off the old so that we can make room for the new. All right, beloved, I'm going to release us with many blessings for the rest of our day. I'm going to greet you right back here at this number tomorrow at 6 a.m. in our early morning empowerment community. We're going to ask you to go to IlonaSanders.com, sow your seed, write me with your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback. And I will greet you in our early morning empowerment community. All right, have a blessed, powerful, wonderful, and amazing day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.